Hey guys, and welcome to this story edition of the OCDstories.com podcast. Now, in this episode, I'm going to read Eric's story. Now, Eric's story is called My 40-Year Journey with OCD. And I wanted to share this because it's an interesting story, and there's a lot of inspiration and advice in it, I believe, that could help you. And Eric is quite active on Twitter, where he shares good advice around OCD and support and encouragement. So definitely follow him on Twitter if you are on that platform. And you'll be able to find all that information as well as his written story on the OCDstories.com website. But before I read it, I have launched another inspirational, if you want to call it that, t-shirt. And I 90% to 95% of the t-shirts I wear personally are slogans, quotes, just because that's what I find motivating, inspiring generally in life, and I just like it for some reason. So, you know, I've created another one, and if you guys like it and it helps motivate you, so I've relaunched the one I did before, which was Lots of Worries and That's Okay, kind of this play on acceptance. And another one I've launched now, it's got Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, but above the O is Overcome, above the C is Compulsions, above the D is Daily. So it's Overcome Compulsions Daily, as well as Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, because in ERP, it's about weeding out the compulsions, not asking for reassurance, not checking the plug socket for the eighth time, not washing our hands. And when we learn to live with anxiety, over time, the obsessions and things, anxiety decreases, we become used to it, when we resist compulsion. So I wanted to create a motivational t-shirt, should it interest you, where it can remind you to overcome compulsions daily. And I fully believe you're all capable of that. And it also helps support the podcast. So if you want to check that out, you can go to teespring.com. That's T-E-E, spring.com, teespring.com/compulsions. teespring.com/compulsions. And also, if you want to find the other t-shirt, I'll put that link in the show notes, which will be on the OCDstories.com/podcast. So let's get into Eric's story. As always, I hope you find it enlightening, and I hope it gives you encouragement. Here goes, my 40-year journey with OCD. I've had OCD for 40 years. In 1973, when I had my first intrusive thought to stab my mother with a kitchen knife, up until 2005, checking and rechecking moles to see if they were cancerous, I assumed I was just a weird worrier. After all, my mother did it too, so I figured it couldn't be that abnormal. But by 2005, the fear became so loud and the checking became so time-consuming that I knew something wasn't right, and the obsessions became more and more bizarre. As most people do, I did research on the internet. It appeared as if I had obsessive compulsive disorder. There wasn't a description of my specific obsession, and that worried me, but my behaviour seemed to fit the OCD pattern. I started seeing a therapist. I started seeing a psychologist. With their help, I began to get better. Prozac helped too. In 2014, I had a relapse. The old scary thoughts tumbled back into my mind. But it wasn't through this relapse that I gained a more comprehensive understanding of OCD. I've gained insight into my belief system that caused me to overreact to the intrusive thoughts in the first place. Now, having had OCD for 40 years, I've experienced every obsession imaginable. Here is just a partial list: harm, self-harm, scrupulosity, I don't have OCD, solipsism, health, and hyper-awareness. I have learned that, no matter the obsession, the pattern remains the same. It never changes. I have a thought that disturbs me and I begin to obsess over it. I seek reassurance that the thought is not true. The anxiety decreases after the reassurance, but just temporarily. The obsession returns, this time louder and scarier. But more importantly, I have learned that the remedy is the same for every obsession too. I have a thought that disturbs me. I respond by accepting that the thought may be true. If I obsess, I allow it to happen and I proceed with my life. I accept the possibility that the obsession may never go away, but I decide I can live with it. Now, I still struggle with OCD, but it is getting better. I'm coming to terms with the fact that thoughts are just thoughts. I'm coming to terms that my reaction to the thought, not the thought itself, is the source of the fear. To quote my musical hero, Paul McCartney, it's getting better all the time, and it can get better for you, Eric. I hope you enjoyed that story. It was a short one, but it's Eric perfectly breaks down, you know, part of the OCD cycle around accepting the uncertainty, and when we can learn to accept the uncertainty and live with it, eventually that anxiety is likely to pass. In no way am I or Eric saying that is easy, but it's possible. And you will get there with therapy and through reading books and speaking with others and through putting it all into practice, you can get there. And it can get better for you, as Eric says. So don't forget, if you want to check out that t-shirt, teespring.com/compulsions, and the written version of Eric's story, as well as how to find him on Twitter, can be found at theocdstories.com/podcast. Have a good week, and I'll see you for the next interview episode.